Do you know him? Asked Jasper, hopefully.
Well, actually, I have met him twice, answered Robin. Maybe I could help you catch him.
I will share the reward with you if you help me find this outlaw, exclaimed the tinker.
Good, then, said Robin. I am always looking for ways to earn some money.
Listen, he continued. Yesterday, someone told me Robin Hood will be in Nottingham today. If you come with me, I'll show you this famous outlaw if you want.
I cannot think of a better plan. Thank you, my friend. You won't regret helping me.
You can be sure about that, said Robin.
So the two new friends set off together. After 4 hours, they arrived just outside the town.
Why don't we stop at this inn and have something to eat? Robin suggested.
Good idea, agreed Jasper.
Robin knew the innkeeper well and ordered a bottle of very strong beer. The tinker was very thirsty and drank all of it. Then Robin asked for a bottle of wine. He took a little, then gave the bottle to Jasper, who finished it. The tinker was now very merry and said,
Innkeeper, bring some more of your excellent beer and wine. My friend and I must celebrate, because we are going to become rich very soon.
The innkeeper looked at Robin and smiled. Then he followed the tinker's orders and brought more wine and beer. While the tinker got drunker and drunker, Robin sat with the same glass of wine, waiting for the man to fall asleep. To pass the time, he asked him what he would do with his fortune.
Ah, my friend, slurred the tinker. That is a good question. First I will leave my wife, who is always moaning at me, to find a job. Then I will spend all the money on good food and drink, and I will never work again.
I am pleased to hear you have such noble intentions, commented Robin dryly.